It's great to be here.
Amen.
And it's great to see you here. When we started practice this morning, it just came to me. You know, I don't rehearse this stuff. I mean, I never rehearse, but it reminded me of the part in the scripture where the Apostle Peter writes to the believers that you are a part of a royal priesthood. And we often forget the role that we play. We live our lives out in our workplaces and with our families. And we come to church and we come and assemble on Sunday because we know it's the right thing to do. But for the believer, understand that you are performing the role of the priest and the priestess this morning. Understand that. Part of our job, when I say job, part of our honor is to worship God. And that's why we come into this house. In fact, if we get to that point in the message today, I think we will. We'll talk more about that. But it reminds me that we are, like in the Old Testament, the role of the priest was to minister before the Lord. And sometimes they were offering the sacrifice, sometimes that special honor like Zacharias in the New Testament, when they actually got to go and burn incense before the morning and evening prayer. And sometimes you're the guy that sweeps up the ashes. But regardless of that, when we assemble together like this to worship, to sing, to pray, to study and pour into the Word of God, that God is ministered to. You're ministering to God today. Amen. That's why you're here. We are just so glad to see every face, and we're just glad to gather to worship. Amen. Amen. Would you please stand, and we are going to pray, and we are going to worship the God who is good. Amen?
Amen.
God, I thank you, Father, for this day. God, I thank you for every soul in this place, every soul that may be watching or listening online. God, I pray that you will be ministering to us as your church ministers to you today in service and worship. You are worthy of all of our worship and praise. Father, we say today in our words, in our prayers, in our songs, in our thoughts, that we love you. You are worthy to be worshipped. You are God Most High. Thank you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. He is good. Let's sing it to him.
have been so, so kind to me.
Now, Lord, we say thank you that we have hope, that you are hope, God. Our hope is built on nothing less than your blood and your righteousness, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. Father, we just worship and we praise you this morning, God, because we can, Jesus. Thank you that we are free to worship this morning. We are free to praise you, God, the one true God, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We worship you this morning. We thank you, Jesus.
Trust in Jesus.
one of the famous mock trials ever in the history of man, if not more so the most. When the Jews put up Jesus for the offense of capital punishment, proclaiming that he was a king. And Pontius came to him and said, "Are you a king?" And Jesus says, "Yes, but my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, we wouldn't be having this discussion right now. But I am the king, a heavenly kingdom." "So you are a king?" Jesus replied, "Yes, you've said it right." God, right now, we thank you, Father, that you are the King of heaven. God, we thank you, Father, you reign and rule on high. And God, I know, Father, that the rebellion on the face of this earth does not escape your notice. But God, I'm going to put this in the positive. Neither does the worship of the saints on this earth escape your notice. So God, I thank you for each one that has come into the house today, dear God. In this house and every house across this globe, today we have set aside to worship you, the King of heaven. God, we thank you, Father. You are a glorious King. You are a mighty King. You are a majestic King. You are an eternal King. And God, right now, Father, we put all of our trust in you. As much as we look to men so many times, dear God, they so often let us down. But you are the one who never changes. Your love never changes. So, Father, to the King of heaven, Jesus Christ, we come to you right now and worship. You are worthy of our worship and our praise. God, we pour out to you our hearts to you, King of heaven, God with us, Emmanuel. God, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth in the form of man, in the form of bondservant, who would bear the cross, despising its shame, and be seated now at the right hand of God, King of heaven. God, we thank you, God. You are indeed a king. Worship. It's worship. King. Spend time here. We're not in a hurry. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In our darkness. Thank you, Lord. Worship. Worship. God with us. Thank you that we don't have to go this alone. Thank you, Father, for sending the Holy Spirit, God in spirit, to rest with your believers, to empower us, to guide us, to comfort us. God, thank you, Father. Emmanuel, thank you that you are still with us. You will never leave us or forsake us. Thank you for that promise. It's as good as your word. Emmanuel, hallelujah. God with us. God's people said today, amen. Praise God. Thank you. Please be seated.